evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Wednesday, January 22nd. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Dominica needs to move towards an investment-driven strategy to realize growth in tourism. From the region, OECS Pharmaceutical Service donates medicines to storm-affected states. And internationally, UK unemployment rate drops to 7.1%. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and First Domestic Insurance. Details coming up.
Is me red cap I like? You bring a DCO in me.
Only red cap I drink in.
The life of every party
is red cap I like.
The spirit of celebration.
Only red cap I drink in.
All I want is rum in me and
is red cap I like.
Is me red cap I like?
Manny Fountain BA.
Nature rum. Island real rum. Red cap rum is me rum. Mixing it rum with anything. What in my grub is red cap. Me bottle full of red cap. Anywhere rum is red cap. We drinking rum is red
you
cap.
You got the stress in me.
Only red cap I drink. Whenever I want to free up,
it's red cap I like.
You're making me feel so nice.
Red cap I drink it.
Red cap rum, enjoy it, but don't abuse
it's
it.
It's red cap I like.
Quartz Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technic and in many machines who play my department technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you a discount on a similar new item. Quartz Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Quartz, bringing value home.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. A third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Director of Tourism and CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, says there is need for Dominica to move to an investment-driven strategy in an effort to realize more growth in the sector. Piper says, though unique, the natural assets being marketed as the motivation for tourists to visit the island and not sufficiently strong in themselves to attract the numbers required. Piper was speaking at a two-day tourism stakeholders conference and workshop, which came to a close at the Garraway Hotel on Tuesday.
To move away from the fact that Dominica primarily markets its natural attractions as the motivations for tourists to visit the island, it has been suggested that the natural assets, though unique, are not sufficiently strong in themselves to attract the numbers required to support a significant tourism sector. Our current approach is what the consultants call a primary factor-driven strategy, characterized by limited investment, insufficient accommodation, and medium to low product quality. And this primary driven strategy is prevalent among many destinations, and they too suffer low numbers where the core product is nature and culture. The core product is nature and culture, and where it is unfortunately not considered world class. And that best practices indicate that those who have similar products have moved to an investment driven strategy and invested heavily in the product. And one example of that is Ireland, which has seen its tourism prosper and grow.
Dominica now has a new British High Commissioner. Her Excellency Victoria Dean presented her credentials to the President of Dominica, His Excellency Charles Savre, at a formal ceremony this morning. Dean says she would like to see an increase in trade links between the UK and Dominica and more opportunities for British businesses here and Dominican businesses in the UK, as well as an increase in student exchanges. Dean says the UK is also looking at working with Dominica in the areas of tourism, climate change, economic development, and the fight against crime, specifically drug trafficking.
What I'd like to see a little bit more of is some more trade links, some more opportunities for British businesses here and for Dominican businesses in the UK. I'd like to see a little bit more around education exchanges, and Dominican students remain very, very welcome to come and study at universities in the UK, and I hope we can see those numbers going up. I also think Dominica has a fantastic story to tell on the tourism side, so it would be good if we could increase the results to work with you on the economy side and make sure that your economy stays stable and really moves to growth. On the climate change side, to make sure that your country is properly able to adapt to some of the new risks that we face, some of which we saw over the Christmas period with the very heavy rains, and we were very sorry to see the devastation that caused. And then also around crime and particularly counter-narcotics, drug smuggling, human trafficking. I think there's still a lot of important work for us to do in supporting your police and criminal justice systems to ensure that you can tackle those as effectively as possible.
Parliamentary representative for the Vieques constituency, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt, says the community of Vieques may soon receive a new health centre. PM Skerritt says the original plan was to renovate the existing health centre. However, with the course set for the project, a decision was taken to construct a new one, since the current building is old and in a bad condition. The Prime Minister, who was speaking at the 26th inaugural ceremony of the Vieques Village Council last week, says the Ministry of Health has been given instructions to prepare the designs for the new health centre.
The Ministry of Health was about to commence repair works on the health centre. And when I saw the amount that they have to spend on knowing the condition of the health centre, knowing the age of the health centre, the government felt that it is money that would not be well spent. We should move towards the building of a new health centre. And the Ministry of Health has been given instructions to prepare the designs for this health center for us to build, because we need a proper facility to provide healthcare services to all residents.
The Black Sigatoka disease remains rampant in its spread in Dominica, and farmers and farmhands have delved into their own pockets to fight against the spread. In the reported absence of spray oil disbursement from the Black Sigatoka Disease Management Unit, farmers have found alternative methods of treating their infected plants, mainly buying their own highly priced spray oil treatments. Some farmers have reported success. However, while the rains continue, other farmers complain that the sprays are not effective. Plant pathologist Dr. Clayton Schillenford cautions that to effectively fight against plant diseases, the application and preparation of fungicides and sprays is essential. Schillenford educates farmers on the proper do-it-yourself procedure to apply the fungicide.
You cannot put expensive fungicides in water to spray against Black Sigatoka. Why? Because when the spray deposits on the leaf, and 2 hours later you have a shower, the spray is going to be washed off and you're giving the benefit of your spray to the soil. Not a good idea. It's a very bad idea. This is why in every progressive banana growing area where you have a leaf disease, yellow sigatoka, black sigatoka, whatever else it is, you put the fungicide in oil or you put it in oil emulsion, because the oil helps the fungicide to stick, to adhere to the leaf surface. It also helps the fungicide to penetrate the leaf, which is where the fungus is sitting. The oil is essential to keep the fungicide on the leaf and for you to get a reasonable level of control.
from the region in the aftermath of the Troth system on December 24th, which caused death and severe damage to infrastructure in member states, the OECS Secretariat's Pharmaceutical Procurement Service has activated its disaster fund. As such, St. Vincent and the Grenadines has received EC $60,000, while St. Lucia has received $75,000. This funding is critical and will assist with the purchase of essential medicines. As part of its country support program, the OECS Pharmaceutical Procurement Service has provided this direct financial support for the two OECS member states to purchase the medicines to treat gastrointestinal disease, waterborne infections, leptospirosis, and dengue conditions, which are generally more prevalent post-natural disaster. The categories of medicine would therefore include oral rehydration salts, antibiotics, and intravenous fluids. The OECS Pharmaceutical Procurement Service efforts supplement the intervention of other regional health organizations, such as the Pan American Health Organization, by assisting in healthcare delivery to affected countries after disasters. And internationally, the UK unemployment rate has dropped to 7.1%, close to the point at which the Bank of England has said it will consider raising interest rates. The number of people out of work fell by 167,000 to 2.32 million in 3 months to November, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, said. The ONS has said that the number of people claiming job seekers allowance fell by 24,000 to 1.25 million in December. The issue dominated Prime Minister's questions in the House of Commons. Labour Party leader Ed Miliband said, "We welcome the fall in unemployment because whenever an individual gets back into work, it's good for them and good for their family." But he argued that average wages were £1,600 a year, lower than they were in the general election year of 2010, meaning that many families were worse off. 13 million people in Britain are living in poverty, he claimed, often within working families. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Dominica needs to move toward an investment-driven strategy to realize growth in tourism. From the region, OECS Pharmaceutical Service donates medicines to storm-affected states. And internationally, UK unemployment rate drops to 7.1%. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica, and Perky's Pizza. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakeisha Labassiere, wishing you a pleasant evening.